Well, Dot is on stage now through December 10th at Playmakers Repertory Company. Coleman Domingo is the writer. He's an actor on Fear the Walking Dead on AMC. It's a dysfunctional family reunion to remember. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want ticket information. Stay with us, though, because we've got several members of the cast of Dot here in the studio with us right now. Catherine Hunter-Williams plays the aforementioned Dot. Rasul Jahan plays Shelly, the oldest daughter, and Leighton Brown plays Jackie, the neighbor. Everyone, thank you so much for being here in the studio today, and I'm seeing the show tonight, so I'm super excited about this. Thank you.
Oh, excellent.
So, Catherine, let me start with you. Tell us about Dot, both the show and the character.
Well, Dot is just a wonderful family story. It centers around the matriarch of the family, Dot, who is experiencing some difficulties with memory and dementia. And it's as often happens at the holidays when the kids gather together and things can sometimes get a little haywire. And as the family comes together to sort of talk about where mom is and really kind of it's revealed where the kids are as well. We kind of work through together like families do. And you'll see what happens tonight when you come.
That's true. This is a particularly timely show just being the holiday season because I know everyone out there listening has just had this experience with their family
That's
over
right.
Thanksgiving.
That's
They're
right.
just going to have
right.
it again.
That's
so
exactly right.
This hits home for everyone. So, Rasul, you play Shelly.
I play Shelly, yes.
Tell us about her and where she comes from.
Okay, well, Shelly is Dot's oldest daughter and her primary caregiver. I am a public defender, so I am splitting my life between my house and taking care of my 9-year-old son and taking care of my mom and my work and trying to get my brother and sister on board with helping me with the care of my mother or our mother.
Awesome. Yeah. So the oldest daughter.
The oldest
basically,
daughter is what we do.
It, always, right? And Leighton Brown joining us here in the studio playing Jackie the neighbor. How do you come into this situation?
Well, Jackie is a longtime neighbor and friend of the Shelly family. She's been in New York for 2 years, and after the death of her parents and a breakup from the family's oldest son, she is kind of a mess. There's a lot of catastrophe happening in her life, so she comes home to try to sort it out and get her head together.
Awesome. So there's a lot of really deep stuff happening in this play. I mean, you're talking about family drama, family crisis, individuals in crisis, deaths in the family, and it's a comedy, right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, how do you work that out?
Well, you know, I think one of the beautiful things that Coleman does with this piece and of anybody who's been dealing with, I think almost with any crisis that we have in our lives, but especially around issues of elder care, you know, humor is a way that we all, as humans, that we use to deal with the trials and tribulations that we face. So he's written a beautifully truthful and moving a portrait of a family. We've had so many people come up to us and say, gosh, you know, that reminded me of my sister or my brother, or, you know, that was my family last week at Thanksgiving. Right. And the humor helps us deal with it. So it's got a beautiful mix. He calls it a dark comedy.
Yeah.
And it's got a beautiful mix of both the laughter and some of the, you know, more serious and sad things.
Humor and human are such similar words, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what's it like to work with each other and the rest of the cast?
Oh
man.
It's so
pure
tough.
Joy.
We've had a blast.
Okay,
awesome.
The people not in the room, I mean, yeah. Oh, they're horrible, yeah.
Oh, it's been so wonderful. It's like a family.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
And we had a wonderful director who helped us to sculpt that vibe. Mm-hmm. And we've all been really in on doing that as well.
How long have you been working on this particular show?
So we had, 4 weeks of rehearsal?
Yeah. Our Playmaker standard is probably about 3 weeks in the room.
It's pretty quick, isn't it?
A week
yeah,
in tech, yeah. and then we're up and running. So.
Yeah. So give us a sense of what it's like just to work at, to be a part of the Playmakers company in general. Because we talk about the shows, we see them on stage, and it's such terrific work. But there's so much, and it's fast paced that goes into putting all these shows on every single year.
Well, I want to give a little shout out to our production team because, and you'll see this tonight when you see the show, that the set is really beautifully designed by McKay Colville.
I saw the video of the transition.
Yes,
and
there's that transition, which we were all sort of standing around at Tech going, we got to see it now, because we can't see it until But they do an incredible job of, you know, it's just so beautifully designed and then the way that it changes. And down to our students who work with us, too, who are actually backstage making that whole change happen. So the costumes and the set in this particular one are great. And what else, you guys?
Yeah. For me personally, I am a local actor and I often get the opportunity to work at Playmakers. And I'm so grateful for that because it is... you know, professionalism in training. Mm-hmm. So it's pure joy for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Layton?
Yeah. Well, this is actually my first show at Playmakers.
Oh, wow.
And so what's been beautiful about it is the fact that it's students, it's company members, it's first-timers. And so to get all of us together and all of our different vibes, you know, the students are heavy in classes, and so they've got, basically they have a whole day of warming up and doing all this stuff, so you get to kind of benefit from that vibe and the memories of doing that yourself. So I've enjoyed it immensely.
That's really cool.
It's a great family.
Yeah.
Really, the whole team over there makes everything happen.
We're speaking with Catherine Hunter-Williams. You just heard her, Rasul Jahan, and Layton Brown, all three cast members in DOT, which is on stage right now through next week, Sunday the 10th. You've got this weekend and next week to see at PlaymakersRep.org is the website. And we are starting to run up against the hour, and I want to hear a little piece from this play. So set it up. What are we about to hear?
So this is at the very top of the play where mm-hmm. Jackie has just arrived. She's come home unexpectedly, and she's shown up as is usual, as my adopted daughter. She's another one of my daughters.
A little unpredictable.
To come over to get some things, and we're just in the middle of our morning.
Awesome. This is Dot.
What do you need, Jackie?
Well, I just wanted to borrow a few things. Linens, light bulbs, things like that.
That's not a problem.
Thank you.
I almost forgot what you look like.
Oh, I changed my hair.
So did this one.
Blonde.
Something different.
You used to be down here all the time for a meal and our little talks.
Talks?
Yeah.
What talks?
None of your business talks.
Oh, it's nothing really.
Did you find my tape recorder,
what?
Shelley?
Shoot.
My tape recorder.
Mom, did you move things around in these cabinets since yesterday?
What? No.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, she did.
Harlem has changed a lot probably since the last time you were there. It's pretty clean now. There's even a brand new Whole Foods a couple blocks away.
Our neighborhood has just gone down. Democrats.
Mom, what are you talking about? You're a Democrat.
I know, but when I was coming up, it was all turned around. Democrats were Republicans, and Republicans were Democrats. Move. I got it.
Mom.
I got it. I want mushrooms in mine.
Fine.
Now, the Republicans were the ones that ended slavery and looked out after front stoops. I don't remember when it happened, but it looked like the only people that looked out after one another were the Democrats, Jimmy Carter and them.
I know, Mom. You campaigned for every primary since
1960. People took care of the front steps and put out potted plants that would line the front stoop. When we moved in here in the 50s, we were some of the first few blacks in this neighborhood.
Does my brother pick up the phone for you?
What? I haven't spoken to him in a while.
Mayor Joseph Clark. Now, he was one of those good mm-hmm. white men. Even had a TV show called Tell It to the Mayor.
I know.
People
you
could tell it to the mayor on TV.
She told it to the mayor.
I told it to the mayor a few times. Asked questions about sanitation
she
and
was the block
summer
captain,
kids
remember?
Programs. Mm-hmm. I was the block captain, and I was responsible
when
for the summer
in
lunch
on
program.
These days, she goes
as
all
working
the way in
people, we depended on breakfast
and
lunch.
What do you mean by
served
out?
In the schools.
What's going
you
on?
You remember, Shelley? I had you going in at 7 a.m. to get that breakfast cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes, powdered eggs.
Probably like how mine are now.
I'm sorry?
Nothing but powdered eggs down below, Marlo.
Mom!
What?
That's Jackie.
What? That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You called her Miss Marlo.
What was I talking about?
Well, tell it to the mayor.
Why?
I have no idea.
Oh,
Mom.
I love that show. Tell It to the Mayor. I was on there a few times. I would put on my best June Cleaver dress and pearls.
How many times are you going to tell this story?
Well, no, not real pearls. They were costume jewelry. The mayor wasn't ready for me with
one
my
more time.
Keen insight on how to solve the problems of the inner city. I would throw out ruminations on how to get women involved in more neighborhood associations. Because as I've always told you girls,
women are the ones who really get things done.
At least we try. I'm trying.
I was a feminist before there was a word for it. Without women, there is no life.
Okay,
oh,
that's enough.
Is that coffee in that cup, Mrs. Shealy?
All I'm saying is I come from a people who struggled to get a little piece of something. And now that little something is so easy to get, nobody cares about front stoops and potted plants. Shealy down the street drives what is that, Shelley?
A Range Rover.
Mm-hmm. Keeps a front porch filled with garbage.
Mom.
Oh, wow.
Mom, eat your eggs.
Oh, that's awesome. Catherine Hunter-Williams, Rasul Jahan, Layton Brown. That is just the beginning of DOT. It
that's
goes from
right
there.
Yes.
Okay, got to wrap up in just a second. Before we do, we always end conversations like this. Don't spoil your favorite moment of the show, because I'm about to see it tonight. What's your second favorite moment of the show?
Oh, my goodness. Oh. That
is
really
hard.
Too hard. The beautiful thing that Coleman does is so much of it overlaps. It's hard to say mm-hmm. one thing without saying the other. So, I'll say something. Mm. There is music in it.
Yes.
All right.
And I'm not going to give anything away.
All right.
Yeah. I love that there's a... Oh, sorry.
No. Go for it.
I love that there's a certain character that comes in at the worst moments and kind of upturns the whole energy and the... makes it a little unpredictable and wonderful in that way.
All right. Yes. Finally, last word?
The end. There's something lovely.
All right. Dot is on stage at Playmakers. PlaymakersRep.org is the website. Get tickets. It's on stage through Sunday the 10th. Catherine, we're so late. And thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Aaron.